بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا وقائدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم وأنعم علينا يا عظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد. All praise be to Allah Azza wa Jal, Almighty and Glory, and peace be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I thank Allah Azza wa Jal for gatherings of knowledge. These are the gatherings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased from. These are the gatherings that Allah Azza wa Jal looks at. These are the gatherings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His angels to go around and looking for. For these gatherings are great. For that, they must be given a great respect. And from those respect, or the etiquettes of gatherings, is always sit down with tranquility, sitting down with focus and tranquility and not having our minds everywhere. You're here to learn something about your deen, something to get you closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, which is something that we should always have intention to every single day, that how can I get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that's what I'm created for. Allah Azza wa Jal put me on this world for the sake of me pleasing Him and getting closer to Him, and keeping away from any path that takes me away from Him. I just got to complain about the cars downstairs. So those brothers and sisters who blocked the car, please remove your car. Alhamdulillah. It's becoming a sunnah. I think the lesson doesn't sound normal if like a car doesn't block. Like it's strange. Ajeeb. You know, there's something wrong in the lesson today. Alhamdulillah. One of also the etiquettes, that when you hear the name of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should always say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the selfish or the stingy is the one that my name had been mentioned in front of him and they did not praise or did not make the salawat on me. So this is the sunnah, that whenever you hear the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether you're in a gathering, whether you are speaking to someone, whether you just listening to an audio, when you hear the name of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, always say sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that anyone that makes salat on me once, Allah azza wa jal will make salat on him 10 times. So this is a great reward that we all need. Akhwani wa akhawati, inshaAllah, continuing with the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawwi. And those 40 hadith that Imam al-Nawwi rahimahullah ta'ala, a great scholar in Islam, he came in about the 8th century of the Hijrah. Imam al-Nawawi put 40 ahadith that from his ijtihad, from his conclusion, from his opinion, that those 40 ahadith will be the most essential ahadith in Islam. Inshallah today we'll take one hadith. Hadith, the 12th hadith, in which being narrated on Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min husni islam al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. Narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi. Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it's a good of Islam, it's from the good of the Islam of someone, is to leave what does not concern them. Very short hadith. But subhanAllah, this hadith has a great meaning that has a great impact on the life of a Muslim. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to people, to elevate people, not just to elevate them from the side of just the worship, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to correct their way of worship and to correct their way of aqidah and to correct their way of belief. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to elevate people's manners, wanted to elevate the standard of the people's manners. He wanted to have the believers, and always teaches the believers to have the best of manners, to have the best of morals, to have the best of ethics, to have the best of akhlaq, to have the best of characters, to have the best of role models. This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those are du'at. The believers are du'at. They're all the ambassadors of Islam. They're all the representatives of Islam. They're all representing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're all representing this great deen and this great religion. Obviously, they must be in the best and the greatest of character. And they have to be in the greatest of manners. And they have to be in the greatest of ethics. And they have to be in the greatest of appearance. And they have to be in the greatest of figures. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came, as he says, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was sent by Allah Azza wa Jal with an important mission, with an important task. This task is what he said about himself. I was sent by Allah to perfect and to complete the noble manners. This is the mission of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the task of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He came to people, not just to teach them how to worship Allah, not just to teach them how to get closer to Allah, not just to teach them how to live their life, but he came to teach them how to be the best of people in front of others. How to be the best of people in front of, how to deal with other people, how to speak to other people, how to look in front of other people. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, from his great teachings, he always taught the companions to be in a high standard of manners. And that's why he says in this hadith, alayhi salatu wasalam, from the best of Islam, one of the best of characters in a Muslim, one of the best of qualities in a Muslim, is to leave what does not concern them. Is to leave what does not concern them. And this is the character of a Muslim. The Muslim, as we said, he is representing the deen of Allah. He is representing the deen of Islam. He must be in the highest standards of character. He must be in the best of qualities. And one of those great qualities that he should have is not to involve himself in things that does not concern them. Not to involve himself in things that does not concern him. Not to put himself in things that there is no benefit back to him. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that the person from this hadith will understand that leaving what does not concern you is a great character of a believer, is a character of Islam. It's the character of Iman, is the character that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants the believers to be on. To leave things that does not concern you. Not to put your nose in things that does not concern you. Not to always ask about things that does not concern you. And there's a lot of things in this life that concerns us, that there's a lot of things that do not concern us. And those things that concern us because there is harm or benefit that comes back to us. But those things that do not concern us, there is no harm or benefit in them, whether we know about it or we don't know about it. That's why we should not put our nose or should not put or involve ourselves in it. And this is a good character of a mu'min. He does not ask foolish things. He does not put himself in situations or does not put himself in matters that does not concern him. He does not ask things that it does not benefit him. The mu'min always looks where the benefit is. Where the benefit to himself as a mu'min, and where there's a benefit to his family as a Muslim, and where there's a benefit to the ummah and the ummah of Islam as the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this character is a character of people. It's a character of people who have weakness. Usually those who put themselves or involve themselves in matters that does not concern them are those who have weakness in their character. They have that weakness in their character and they just want to rebuild that character, or they want to make up that weakness by asking about things that does not concern them. For that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he taught the companions, do not, and he taught the Muslim nation, he's teaching us, do not ask about things that does not concern you. Do not involve yourself in things that do not concern you. Do not speak about things that do not concern you. Do not put yourself in situations that do not concern you. Because when you put yourself in that matter, there is more harm that's coming back to you than benefit. When someone asks someone about things that does not concern him, first of all, even if the answer comes back to him, this answer is no benefit to him. Secondly, a lot of people have privacy. So you can't break that privacy of people by wanting to know what's behind that barrier of privacy of people. People have privacy. And sometimes people want to break that privacy of others by want to know what's behind that privacy. And this is something that Islam rejects. Islam cares and respects the privacy of people. For that, Islam tells you not to get over the line of the privacy of people. People have privacy. Do not get over the limit of that. Just ask what concerns you. Put yourself in what concerns you and benefits you. Beside that, don't put yourself or involve yourself in things like that. And unfortunately, it's become a habit of a lot of people. They want to ask Subhanallah, sometimes people come and ask so many questions about you that you yourself don't even ask yourself. What's your name? What's your father's name? What's your grandfather's name? I don't even know my grandfather's name. I didn't even ask about it. You want to come and ask me about it? You know what I mean? What's this? Where did you come? Kaza, mother. And people keep questioning. And too many questions, sometimes people get, and it makes people walk away. And you as a Muslim, you want people to be attracted to you. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. In Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, we need to send out a caravan of believers to call to Allah Azza wa Jal. He used to tell them, clean your clothes, clean your garments, clean your luggage, clean your camels. Become like a birthmark in the sight of people. Let people just get attracted to you. The Muslim is like a magnet. Everyone wants to be attracted around. Everyone wants to be around. That's how the Muslim people want to be around them. The Muslim people want to be around him. They want to sit with him. They want to take from him. They want to learn from him. They want to speak to him. They want to open up to him. This is the Muslim. He's like a magnet that attracts everyone. But when someone has this quality of interfering in other people's affair, then people walk away from him. And this is the nature of mankind. When you realize that someone talks a lot, and he asks too many questions and interferes into your personal life, this person, when you see him, goes one way, you go the other way. And that does not suit the attribute and the quality of a da'iyah. As a preacher, as a da'iyah that calls to Allah, you want people seeing you go in one path, you want everyone to go behind you. But having this quality of interfering in affairs or interfering in issues that does not concern you, this quality will make people walk away from you, not get closer to you. So if there's a conflict, there's a conflict in the purpose of being a da'iyah. For that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught people the great manners. Yani subhanallah, these matters, something like this, probably no one had ever mentioned it to people. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, yani this to show you the great and the great mind of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the revelation to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam on how he used to teach people. He taught people, he perfected people. Sallallahu alayhi wasalam completed the great manners, and alayhi salatu wasalam taught people the great manners. No one before the history of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, or before the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, knew about those matters or thought of those matters. Especially someone like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who never sat in front of a teacher or entered the school. Who never mixed with other people, so many other people. Subhanallah, he's so aware of those matters. He is so aware of those matters that alayhi salatu wasalam picks on him and he tells the companions how to live. And subhanallah, it's one of the greatest things. Wallahi ikhwani, if the Muslims understand this concept of not interfering in matters that do not involve or in matters that do not relate to them or in issues that's not of their concern, wallahi, the Muslim nation will be so organized. But one of the most unorganized matters in a nation, when people start interfering in issues that does not concern them. Like for example, let's take this mosque for example. This mosque has its organizers and has its people. But if everyone wants to put their nose in every matter, then what happens to this mosque will be a chaos. If everyone wants to interfere, for example, one person wants this clock this way, the other one wants it the other side. And then another person doesn't like it this way, wants it this way. Another person, wallah, he doesn't like the timing of the salah at that time, he wants it 20 minutes after, the other wants it 5 minutes. Everyone wants to put their 2 cents worth, or everyone wants to interfere in matters that do not concern them. And what happens? Always a fitna comes out of it. And it's not that small matter, it's not a small issue, but it's a major issue that in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam warned of. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam said about someone that one of the companions passed away. And then another companion said that he is in the Jannah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, what makes you know? Who told you? What do you know? Maybe he used to speak about issues that do not concern him. Subhanallah. In other words, because of that bad quality he had, he probably not enter the paradise. He'd probably get punished in the hellfire, then enter the paradise. Because he used to involve himself, or he used to put his nose in issues that do not relate to him, or do not concern him, Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might have punished him for that. This man, a companion, dies. Another one says, glad tidings for him for the paradise. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and what do you know? Maybe he used to involve himself in issues that do not concern him. Or he used to be selfish when he had the opportunity to give in this for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah, ikhwani, be involving ourselves in matters that do not concern us is a very important thing in Islam. Also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, بحسب امرئ من الشر ما يجهل من نفسه ويتكلف ما لا يعني. That one of the worst of evil is the human being, is the son of Adam, to involve himself, or one of the worst shar or evil on the son of Adam is to speak out of ignorance or to involve himself in issues that do not concern him. To involve himself in issues that do not concern him. And it's an evil. It's an ugly attitude. It's an ugly attribute. It's an ugly quality. It's a disgusting quality, an evil quality for people to have that quality of interfering or involving themselves in issues that do not concern them. As a Muslim, I should always think, where is the benefit? Where the benefit is, I'll put myself in it. Where the benefit is, I'll put myself in it. Where there's no benefit or harm, I always keep away from it. Because once again, we're all here representing the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. We're all here representing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should always look and to appear in the best of appearance. We should always look and appear in the best of figure. People want to look at us and say, we just want to become like these people. We should be like a magnet, as I said. And having a quality like this, people run away from you. People run away from people that speak too much. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring from this hadith, don't talk too much, don't ask too much. It's not the good quality of a mu'min. It's not the good quality of a Muslim. And the previous hadith that we spoke about, one of the things that destroyed the nations before us, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, is the too much questioning. Too much questioning. The believers or the followers of the prophets before the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to question the prophets so many times. Used to question the prophets. Too many questions. Why this? Why that? Why is this this? And why is that this? And why isn't this acceptable? Why is that acceptable? Now we don't like this, we like that. Or we like that, we don't like this. For Allah Azza wa Jalla destroyed them because of their too many questioning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demolished them because of their disagreement over the Prophet. For the mu'min is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mu'min has the quality of saying, sami'na wa ata'na, not sami'na wa asayna. The mu'min has the quality of saying, oh Allah, we had heard and we obey. Now we had heard and disobeyed. One of the great moments and stands of the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the third last verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنْ تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Allah, what's in the heavens and what's on earth? And then Allah azza wa jal says, and if any one of you does an evil or haram, or conceals the evil or haram in them, Allah says we'll judge them. What does that mean? For example, if someone thinks of haram, thinks of stealing, and he commits that theft, then Allah Azza wa Jal will judge him over that action. This is something everyone understands. But in that verse, Allah Azza wa Jal is saying that even if they do not commit the theft, even they do not commit the action, like for example, someone thought of committing theft and he did not commit that theft, Allah Azza wa Jalla in that verse he says that Allah will judge him and punish him as he committed theft. Subhanallah. Okay. First one we've understood, that if someone thinks of it, then he does it, Allah will judge him for it. But if someone just thinks of it, and he does not even do it, Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to judge him for it. That means if this person just looks at this woman going past, and the haram just comes to his mind, khalas, he had committed the haram, and Allah will judge him for it. So when this verse was revealed to the companions said, the Prophet of Allah, you've ordered us, and we've obeyed you, and you've forbidden things on us, and we've kept away from him. But this verse is too hard on us. What's this? Just thinking of the haram, we'll be judged for it. We'll be accountable on it. Just thinking of it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then you ever become like those who used to be before you. They used to say, sami'na wa asayna, we had heard and disobey, but say, sami'na wa ata'na. So the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum forced themselves to accept the order of Allah azza wa jal and forced themselves to accept that statement from Allah azza wa jal, in which they went the whole day and night, saying, سمعنا وأطعنا, سمعنا وأطعنا, سمعنا وأطعنا. Allah had heard and obeyed. Allah had heard and obeyed. Allah had heard and obeyed. غفرانك. Oh Allah, we ask for your forgiveness. وإليك المصير. Oh Allah, we're all going back to you, Allah. So the next day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the abrogation of that verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not ask from a soul, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not ask from any nafs what it can't handle or what it's not able for. So Allah azza wa jalla will only judge us for only what we do. And if we intend to do something haram and we don't even do it, then Allah azza wa jalla will give us a hasana in return. فسبحانallah إخواني, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested the companions and tested the faith of the companions and the iman of the companions and the stance of the companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. They were firm, and indeed they were firm, and indeed they were strong believers, that they said, oh Allah, we had heard and obeyed, oh Allah will do what you want us to do, even if we think that we can't do it, but we'll force ourselves to do it. This is the true iman. This is when the iman speaks. This is the true faith. This is the true taqwa. This is the true love. This is the true love to Allah. And this is the true love of Allah and His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فالصحابة radiallahu ta'ala anhum, radiallahu ta'ala anhum wa ardahum, they were indeed true believers who followed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they were indeed on a high standard of manners. And they were indeed on a high standard of akhlaq. And radiallahu ta'ala anhum, from being the worst of people on earth, by the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by them obeying the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by them being taught by the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, good manners, like this hadith before us, that from the good qualities of Islam and good qualities by Muslims to leave what does not concern them, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, from being the worst of people on earth into being the best of people on earth. From being the worst of people on earth into being the best of people on earth. From being the followers of all people and civilization into being the leaders of all people. Into being the leaders, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. This is because of the teaching of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, his success was not building a state. His success was not expanding from the east to the west. His success is not building governments. His success is he built men. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built characters. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built men. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built warriors. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built souls. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built nufus. These are the men that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam he built. And that are the men that we should look up to and take as an example. And radiallahu ta'ala anhum were great representatives of Islam. They represented Islam in the greatest and the best of manner. Radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And for that, we follow them and take them as an example. For that, we follow them and take them as leaders, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had opened the path of Allah being pleased from anyone the way He was pleased from them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ. This is for anyone that fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ. From the best of the character of a Muslim, and the best of actions of a Muslim, is to leave what does not concern them. And one of the great words of a wise man, he says, that I've never regretted on a word that I never said. But I've always regretted on a word that I've said. And he also said, I'll control the word before it comes out of me. But once it comes out of me, it controls me. So this is the character of a Muslim. He's got control over himself. He's got control over what he says. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, whoever could guarantee what's between his tongue and what's between his thighs, I could guarantee him the paradise. So the tongue, my brothers, the tongue, as Abu Bakr grabbed his tongue, he said, this is what destroyed me. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned us of the tongue. And one of the diseases of the tongue is to ask issues that does not concern him. And one of the diseases of the tongue is to involve itself into issues that does not concern. And one of the diseases of the heart is for someone to look for things and put his nose in things that does not concern him. And these qualities are more of the qualities of the munafiqeen. They always used to look for matters just for the sake of fitna. They've got a lot of spare time on their hands, They don't want to occupy the time with the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. They don't want to occupy the time for what pleases Allah Azza wa Jal. So they occupy the time for things that does not concern them. They want to know what's this, they want to know what's that, they want to know what's about this, and they want to know what's about that. And subhanAllah, and who has more of these bad qualities? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I saw most of the people of the hellfire are females. Why? Because of what they say a lot, and what some of the scholars say is because of them interfering in issues that does not concern them. Sitting down and speaking about this lady, sitting down and speaking about that lady. Look, wallahi, she went to the shopping. What's it to you? Let her go and shop. Wallahi, look how she got married and she's got $10,000 as a ring. What's it to you? Subhanallah, you find people interfering in other people's affairs. Just, subhanallah, what leads to that? Jealousy and then envy. And these are one of the worst qualities a Muslim has. Interfering, subhanallah, sometimes you sit down and say, huh, look, he bought this. What's it to you? Let him buy. He sold that. What's it to you? Let him sell. Did he sell it out of your pocket? Did he buy it out of your bank account? What's it to you? People, subhanAllah. When you involve yourself in other people's matters, then you start looking down at people. You start looking down at people, and then jealousy plays a big role, and then you become envious. Then you start envying other people. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned us, لا تحاسدوا, do not envy one another. Do not envy one another. And of course, shaitan works hard. Shaitan works hard to build jealousy between the Muslims. Works so hard to make and to put jealousy between the believers. And works so hard to make envy between the believers. Why? Because he does not want to see the Muslims together. For my brothers and sisters, once again, keep this hadith in mind. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, from the good of Islam of someone, to leave what does not concern them. And of course, what concerns me is what benefits me or what harms me. What concerns me is what benefits me and what harms me. Or what benefits my nation or my community, or what harms my nation or my community. Beside that, anything that wallah does not concern me, what this guy sold, what this guy bought, where he went, where did he take his wife on a holiday, how much money he's got in his bank account, wallah, who's his grandfather and so on. These things do not concern me. I'll keep away from it. As a mu'min, as a Muslim, as a representative of the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I should have those good and great qualities that alayhi salatu wasalam, that sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from among those who listen and act upon what they listen and act upon what they learn. Subhanakallah, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.